The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Lucky number 7. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Walk through the campus at the University of Virginia, you'll see evidence of secret societies around nearly every turn. Symbols on small flags or plaques like pumpkins, purple quills, or white roses. They've been part of the university since the 19th century, when 1825's first class of UVA students began organizing, finding interior identities that have dictated the culture of the college just as much as the quad, or a major, or a dorm. But these secret societies have been shrouded in controversy, and none is as controversial or as prevalent as the Seven Society, a secret cross-section of students that gives the Ivy League's Skull and Crossbones a run for its money. It's real, it's sinister, and it is alive and well in its mystery, symbiology, and mythical reputation. Today we're talking about the history of the University of Virginia's secret societies, most notably the notorious Seven Society. In July 1825, the first secret society at UVA was born, called, wait for this very cool secret society name, the Jefferson Literary and Debating Society. It was created by 16 disgruntled members of the Patrick Henry Society, a public club. There's a lot to that, but we won't get into it now. We have a lot of veils to lift. The Jefferson Literary and Debating Society was a big fan of Thomas Jefferson. Why? Well, in 1819, the 76-year-old Jefferson founded the University of Virginia, purchasing the location, designing the buildings to look like the damn Pantheon, and planning the whole curriculum. He was also serving as the dean at the time. Anyhow, the Jefferson Literary and Debating Society warned initiates that, quote, not to divulge any of its proceedings or anything that may occur in our halls. Everything seen, said, or done shall be held in utmost secrecy, and any member guilty of a violation of this obligation be ignominiously expelled. Of course, I don't think they had the ability to expel anyone, but they thought very highly of themselves. So much so that the society soon ceased to be secret, and publicly offered Thomas Jefferson an honorary membership. Thomas Jefferson politely declined, as it seemed like a bit of a conflict of interest. Also, who wants the university dean as a part of their secret society? Come on. Jefferson was not unfamiliar with secret societies himself. He was a member of the Flat Hat Club back at his alma mater, William and Mary. Flat Hat Club is actually an acronym for Brotherhood, Humanity, and Knowledge in Latin, but the secrecy of the acronym evolved into giving it an entirely different and ridiculous label, the Flat Hat Club. The defining features of the Flat Hat Club that I could find is that it had a rotation of only 6 members at a time, and that Thomas Jefferson was involved. Let's get back to the University of Virginia. In 1852, UVA's first fraternity, Delta Kappa Epsilon, submitted for formal fraternal registration, but was rejected because the motley crew of 6 refused to disclose its rules or planned activities. Still, frats became popular anyway, and by the end of the 1800s, half of the UVA student body was active in Greek life. Out of Greek life evolved student organizations that had their own veil of secrecy, but it was a pretty thin veil. These organizations were called ribbon societies because members not so secretly pinned colored ribbons to their lapels, ribbons that showed a student's allegiance to organizations like Eli Banana, TILKA, the 13 Club, and the Zeta Society. These institutions were pretty influential and held a lot of cachet for their own specific reasons. A lot of them are still around today, promoting student life and philanthropic causes. But you're not here to talk about volunteerism. You're here to talk about mayhem, secret mayhem. In 1902, the Hot Foot Society merged the cachet of a student organization with the sexy, ritualistic ceremony that we all know and love about secret societies. The Hot Foot Society would have elaborate, indulgent, Mardi Gras-themed ceremonies where they would wear horned hoods, march around with pitchforks, and crown a new king each year. It was very burlesque, absurd, drunken, and juvenile. Stuff that would make John Belushi proud, I think. For example, on Easter morning of 1911, the Hot Foot Society took stuffed animals, rats, and snakes from the university basement and put them all over the lawn and on the professor's desks. That basement sounds horrifying and disgusting. Anyway, after this happened, the administration issued a stern proclamation. Quote, "The Hot Foot Society has been, on the whole, very detrimental to the university welfare and is, therefore, unanimously resolved that the existence of the Hot Foot Society and all of the other organizations which promote disorder in the university shall be forbidden." As a note, the Hot Foot Society still exists, and in 2004, the group was forced to publicly apologize after setting a lawn on fire. But back in 1911, the Hot Foot Society got above board. The answer? Go underground. Let's take a break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Hot Foot Society became the IMP Society, and while they were doing beer bongs and roughing up nerds, another secret society quietly formed, called the Seven Society. To this day, it remains the most secret of the university's societies. We don't really know when they started, but the Seven Society symbol first appeared in the 1905 edition of the student yearbook, Corks and Curls. The symbol itself evokes mystery, a giant seven with an infinity sign on top of it, the Greek letter alpha in the negative space, the Greek letter alpha to its left, and an omega to the seven's right. So why was the Seven Society formed? Legend has it that 8 students had planned to gather to play bridge and only 7 showed up. So in the spirit of UVA starting a club for nearly anything, the Seven Society was born. While secret societies were huge in the 75-year period between 1875 and 1950, no such society is so mysterious and still so prevalent. The club is so secret that the name of a member is only revealed after they die. At a member's funeral, the university chapel bells, a gift from the Seven Society, toll at 7 past the hour, in increments of 7, every 7 seconds, for 7 minutes, in the tone of a 7th dissonant chord. This is how you know that the deceased person was, in fact, a member of the notorious Seven Society. But of course, the Sevens love UVA and also have a very creative philanthropic bend. Once a skydiver descended into the university's Scott Stadium, holding a gift and a 7 banner, during the football game halftime. Another time, a rock was thrown through the window of the campus church, St. Paul's Memorial. The rock included 2 amounts of money from the Sevens, one to support the church's building fund, and another to repair the broken window. Other gifts have included $77.77 to fund a drinking fountain, $7,000 fellowships honoring graduate teaching assistants, or $37,777 for the school's Women's Center. In 1984, an undergraduate in a financial bind asked the Sevens for financial support by leaving a letter at the Thomas Jefferson statue in the middle of the university's historic rotunda. The Sevens responded in kind, giving the student an appropriate $277.77. In fact, the only known method to successfully contact the Seven Society is to place a letter at the Thomas Jefferson statue inside the rotunda. Accounts differ on the exact placement of the letter, either on the base or in the crook of the statue's arm, and hope for the best. A message delivered from the Sevens might include riddle-like instructions like, quote, look under the seventh chair in the seventh row and find the envelope taped under the seat for a check. They're also always signed with seven astronomical symbols in this order: Earth, Jupiter, Mercury, Mars, Neptune, Uranus, and Venus. Famous members of the Seven Society, and again, people only found this out after they had died, include former Secretary of State Edward Stettinus Jr., former head of the CIA Frank Wisner, and Philadelphia Eagles captain H. Lockwood Frizzell.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.